So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Did you realize that an average person consumes only 1.4 cups of vegetables per day? That's right, you heard me. Only 1.4 cups. We're supposed to consume at least 7 to get our daily minerals and vitamins. Vegetables also supply phytonutrients as well as beta carotene and thousands of plant-based chemicals that give us many added health benefits. To fulfill this missing requirement, Dr. Berg has developed Veggie Solution. Veggie Solution is a high-quality greens powder that allows you to easily get your recommended amount of greens every single day. Just 2 delicious scoops gives you an equivalent of 6 cups of greens at only 69 cents per scoop. That's less than a dollar for 6 cups of greens. Dr. Berg's Veggie Solution is a complete protein, highly digestible, low carb, keto-friendly, with tons of omega-3s and absolutely no sugar. Dr. Berg feels it's important that everyone gets their vegetables, and made this product cost-effective too. Veggie Solution comes in original and in a raspberry lemon flavor. Go to shop.drberg.com to get yours today.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So today I want to discuss why nuts irritate the gallbladder. Now, some of the symptoms that people get when they consume nuts, certain types of nuts, right shoulder pain, okay? Pain in the upper trap area right here, pain in the right rhomboid, headaches to the right side. Why? Because the gallbladder is located on the right side, and the gallbladder, being underneath the right rib cage, sometimes can swell up and react to certain nuts. I'm going to explain why in a second. And that can irritate a nerve that goes on the right side. It's called the phrenic nerve that goes all the way up to the third cervical vertebra right here. So if you actually are distended and create a pressure on the nerve down here, you can infect on the right side to the point where it can literally even cause your neck bones to rotate out of place and create a pinched nerve that goes right down the right side. The way I know that for a fact is because I've worked on so many people that come in my office with the right shoulder pain. We change your diet, we do a little work on the gallbladder, instantly the pain goes away and it doesn't come back. So if you have right-sided problems, it could be the nuts that you're consuming. But it's not necessarily the nuts, it's what's in the nuts, mainly something called lectins. Lectins are considered an anti-nutrient. It's like a natural insecticide. Certain seeds and nuts and vegetables have a protective mechanism against pests and insects, and lectins is one of them. Some people are not even fazed by it, but you have a certain percentage of the population that are highly irritated by lectins. This video, I just want to kind of narrow in on the nuts, but in other videos, I'll expand on that and talk about other foods that this would be involved with. So if you wanted to reduce the levels of lectin, of course, you can avoid the food. You can use a pressure cooker to cook the food. You can soak the nuts overnight, and it's called germination. I'll put a link down below for more information on that. You can sprout or ferment. So there are different ways of reducing lectins. The symptom of lectins is basically inflammation, bloating, nausea, gas, okay? All right, so now let's talk about the foods that have the highest amounts of lectins versus the lowest amount, okay? Starting with the peanut. Now, a peanut is not an actual nut, it's a legume, but I'm putting in this category because most people think peanuts as a nut. Okay, peanuts have high amounts of lectins, okay? So if you consume them, you may find more irritation in the gallbladder area. Cashews are high in lectins. And really, I'm doing this video on those people that are supporting the gallbladder and doing whatever you can to improve your digestion, but you still have problems. Now, what's interesting is the bile duct, okay, which is connected to your gallbladder, has receptors for lectins. So lectins have the capacity to target the bile duct and irritate that area if you trigger it with any of these foods right here. Okay, so almonds, unfortunately, are higher in lectins. Now, but realize you may not be sensitive to these, so you have to test the waters. Okay, pine nuts, hazelnuts, and also seeds like sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. Yeah, interesting. Okay, these are relatively low in lectins. Pecans, walnuts, macadamia nuts, pistachios, flaxseed, hemp seed, olives, coconut, avocado, and Brazil nuts. These are just suggestions. So if you find that you just switch over to these and you stop consuming these and you get better, chances are it's because of the lectins. All right, guys, thanks for watching. So if you want more knowledge on how to create a healthy body, subscribe now and get daily notifications. Daily notifications, that sounds weird. Well, I'll just remind you on a daily basis. How about that?
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.